Welcome to MyFM's Hidden Gems Today. Today we're going to be featuring Sharon's Creek in Delaware. Right now I'm with Randall Van Wagner, who is the Manager of Conservation Lands and Services at the Lower Thames Valley Conservation Authority. How are you today, Randall?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So can you tell us a bit about the history of Sharon's Creek?
Sure. Well, we acquired this property in 1967, mainly for flood control. And so in around 1972, we put in an earthen dam and a flood control structure. And really that created the whole reservoir. And so that held water back and created quite a large lake, which everyone locally calls Springer Lake. And I believe that's 27 hectares of water. So that's a main feature of Sharon Creek. The rest of the property, there's about 20 other hectares. We put in a tall grass prairie, which is grasses and wildflowers. We did that in the early 2000s. And there's a series of trails that goes throughout the tall grass prairie on the north side of the property. So yeah, that's kind of the background of the property.
Good. So can you tell us where it's located?
Sure. It's just southwest of the city of London and southeast of the town of Delaware on Springer Road. It's 4212 Springer Road.
And then can you also tell us, what does, this hidden gem have to offer everyone?
Well, certainly the water feature is quite a big attraction. In the summertime, it's common for us to have over 100 visitors, and people use the reservoir for all kinds of different things, kayaking, canoeing. I've seen a lot of stand-up paddlers over the last few years, fishing off the docks, and then, like I said, the prairie on the north side, a lot of hikers and bird watchers and dog walkers use that portion. So really, it does offer quite a unique experience for everyone.
And how long are the trails there?
I think they're about 2 to 3 kilometers in length, and there's lots of little side trails, so a person could spend at least an hour walking around in there.
And why do you think the water portion of the park, it's a pretty hot spot for kayakers, canoers, paddleboarders? Why do you think that is?
Well, I think it's location. It's only a 15-20 minute drive out of the big city of London, so it's convenient. And when you get there and you look down the reservoir, it really does feel like up north because of the surrounding trees and forest that go right up to the water's edge. It just has a northerly feel to it, and it's close location. And then obviously the prairie, tall grass prairie, is a unique ecosystem. There's only about 1% left in the province of Ontario, and that's mainly Walpole Island. Sharon Creek, when that property was restored in the early 2000s, that is the largest tall grass prairie restoration in Middlesex County. And so, during July, August, September, it's really nice to go out there and look at all the different colors from the wildflowers. And as such, you get a lot of butterflies and unique bird species that are specific to tall grass prairie. So again, it just has a great amount of biodiversity, coupled with being close to urban areas.
And what time of year can people come and visit?
Year-round. Obviously, the water freezes up in the winter, but you can hit the trails year-round. And yeah, fall's a great time to be out there with the colors changing and obviously less bugs and mosquitoes. But again, spring is nice too, and wildflowers emerge, and then the prairie starts taking over. So yeah, year-round.
And is there anything else that you'd like to add?
There's a couple clubs there. We have an agreement with the London Canoe Club. So they have a shipping container on site, and they keep a lot of gear and canoes and paddles and life jackets in there. And if you're a member, then you can use the facility, and they have a lot of good classes where they teach people how to paddle properly and do it in a safe manner. So that's pretty cool. And we're also trying to get a Friends of Sharon Creek Club going. And so if people are interested in learning more about the property, helping out with trail maintenance and cleanups and that kind of thing, I'd suggest just going to our website and you can learn about both those groups.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for, being a feature on our Hidden Gems Day. We really appreciate you coming and taking the time to speak with us.
Thanks for having me. That was good.